Keishi Radio.
Good old TP and the HBs. It's Keishi 95, Real Rock Radio, and the waiting is the hardest part. Coming up, we have your sports ticker. I'll tell you right off the bat, if you didn't know, Albert Pujols won his second consecutive National League MVP award, like we all thought he would. He won it unanimously, and I'll give you a couple stats to think about. This could be like Albert's fifth, had Barry Bonds, Juicehead, not been playing some 8 years ago. So anyway, we'll talk about that in about 15 or 20. Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute. My good friends Steve Picaro, Tony Campanella, Jimmy Lee Kennett this Saturday at the Pageant. Had him in yesterday. It's fun. It's a cheap show. It's only $15. It's all ages. But I'm going to make you happy and give away three pair right now to caller 7, 8, and 9. If you want to go to the show Saturday night and hang out and see Stevie Ray Vaughan music all night, well, from about 8 o'clock until about 11:30, and that's a good stretch right there. Caller 7, 8, 9. You'll get it. 969-1111. To Fast Eddie, he put a roof a gazillion.
Your pleasure, adultmegacenter.com.
Over four decades of rock. Keishi.
That is Black Sabbath and Iron Man. It's Keishi 95. Got your sports ticker coming up after we do this from Nickelback. This is called Shaking Hands.
The Keishi Sports Ticker with Favaz.
All right, so Albert Pujols, as expected, won his third National League Most Valuable Player Award today, second year in a row. He did it unanimously, got all 32 first-place votes, only the 15th player ever to have that. And here is the most startling stat out of all. Had Barry Bonds not been juicing back in the early 2000s, Albert Pujols by now could have won 5 or 6 MVPs. The guy has been in the league 9 years. He's had 9 good or great years. And in those 9 years, he's finished in the top 5 in voting for the MVP 8 of the years. In 2002 and 2003, he was second. And in 2006, he was third in 04 and fourth in 01. And he finished ninth in 07. Most amazing player. And we're lucky that he's on our team. And we're lucky at this point in our lives. And I know I'm sounding sappy here, but if you're a baseball fan, this stuff doesn't happen often. And we're lucky to be seeing it. Congratulations to Big AP. And there you have the Keishi 95 sports ticker. John Kelly will join me tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow, but John will still join me on the phone, and we'll preview the Dallas Blues matchup. Oh, boy. Look what I have to play. Spunfagula. It's Keishi 95.
Keishi's Real Rock Museum. Over four decades of audio, video, photos, and more. Brought to you by Budweiser at Keishi95.com.
Metallica, Keishi 95, Real Rock Radio, about 4:46, and drizzle this evening with a low of 45. Just off and on a little bit. Tomorrow, afternoon showers, maybe. No big deal. No all-day rain. Cloudy early with a high of 52. And if you're looking at Thanksgiving already, let me pull this one up real quick. Thanksgiving, I believe, is going to be the coldest day so far of the season. Yeah, we're going to be getting down to 36 Wednesday night. And Thanksgiving, mostly sunny with a high of only 46. Right now, 51 in traffic and weather. Can be found 24/7 at Keishi95.com. Traffic brought to you by Pure Pleasure. Weather brought to you by Burger.
Pure Pleasure Adult Mega Center.
National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Real Rock Radio.
Sometimes goodbye is a second chance.
The Daily Dose is worldwide on the web. Driven by Doc's Harley Davidson.
Should we roll it, Jimmy? We're rolling on one again.
K-S-S-H-H. Crestwood, St. Louis.
Rock and roll is a lifestyle and a way of thinking.
The Daily Dose of LZ.
Led Zeppelin.
It's all happening. They're here. Zeppelin are here. They are here.
KG95. Brought to you by Budweiser, the great American lager.
Also brought to you in part by Hondo. Starting a little early today. This is called Achilles' Last Stand on your Zeppelin station forever, KG95.